The Church's Dysfunctional Culture of Respect and Obedience by Father Jerry Pokorsky. Subservience is ever ancient, ever new. In that respect, the hierarchy of the church is not much different than the hierarchies of business and government. But servile obedience can foster a culture of self-destructive tyranny even within the institutional church. By God's design, the church is a hierarchy, not a democracy. The successor of St. Peter is at the top of the pyramid, or from another point of view, at the bottom of an inverted pyramid. The office of the papacy identifies the Pope as the servant of the servants. The Pope rules the entire church and enjoys, by divine institution, the supreme, full, immediate, and universal power in the care of souls. Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 937. The bishops are the successors of the 12 apostles. Jesus, through his church, confers authority on the bishops by the laying on of the hands, as priests, prophets, and kings. Their role is conservative in the proper non-political sense. They are duty-bound to conserve, proclaim, and hand on the apostolic truths. They abide by the truths of sacred tradition. G.K. Chesterton's Democracy of the Dead. The authority of a priest is inextricably bound to the authority of his lawful bishop, or sometimes through a religious superior. During ordination, a priest solemnly promises to respect and obey his bishop and his successors. Bishops are also bound in obedience to the deposit of faith. Church bureaucracies cannot substitute for the inherent religious authority of bishops and priests. A parish council is advisory and has no authority over the pastor. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, USCCB, has its delegated administrative duties but does not have doctrinal authority over individual bishops. USCCB policy positions do not carry authoritative doctrinal weight unless individual bishops ratify the statements as their own. Even then, the faithful have a right to distinguish between the principles of Catholic doctrine and the prudential judgments of the bishop. A bishop or a pope may have varying opinions on, say, immigration policy. The first principles of the faith bind in conscience. We insist upon the inestimable dignity of every human being and the tenets of the Decalogue. Summary execution of illegal immigrants, to take an outlandish example that no one has suggested, would clearly be immoral. A country has a right, however, to secure borders and the rule of law. Furthermore, violating immigration laws may be an infraction against the secular law, but not necessarily a violation of God's law. Breaking the traffic speed limit is not immoral under two conditions, according to traditional moral manuals. One, we are not acting unsafely, and two, we pay the traffic fine if we're stopped for speeding. Thus, at a minimum, persons who illegally enter the country for economic or political reasons, but must abide by the just laws of the host country. The right to protect a nation's and a family's sovereignty with appropriate border control is always open to debate over particulars. The prudential application of Catholic moral principles by the clergy in matters beyond their competence does not bind in conscience and often tramples on the rights of the laity. In a recent letter to the American bishops, Pope Francis said deporting people who fled extreme poverty, insecurity, exploitation, persecution, or serious environmental deterioration in their home nations, regardless of how they enter the U.S., damages the dignity of many men and women, and of entire families, and places them in a state of particular vulnerability and defenselessness. Archbishop Timothy Broglio, president of the USCCB, unsurprisingly thanked the Holy Father for his encouragement to continue the pastoral work of the American bishops for those most in need. His letter, however, did not much endorse what seemed to be the Pope's policy judgments. The Trump administration's border czar, Tom Homan, has not received the papal opprobrium like an obedient schoolboy. A veteran of decades of fighting the cartels and the traffickers, he reclaimed the political turf that belongs to the laity. "I've got harsh words for the Pope. I say this as a lifelong Catholic. He ought to focus on his work and leave enforcement to us. He's got a wall around the Vatican, does he not? Christian first principles, the dignity of the human person and the commandments, intersect. But the overlap, unlike the politics of direct abortion, is partial and open to debate. If we clearly distinguish between our proper religious and political roles, we should expect robust disagreement in prudential judgments. The clergy must protect consciences. If Tom Homan or any other American lined up for confession, the priest should be able to offer the same advice to both of them. Apply the eternal Christian principles enunciated by the Church to the best of your abilities with God's love. Ignore the ecclesiastical trespassing. Church officials usually have a certain handicap, the overextension of that promise of respect and obedience to the Pope and the bishops. Ordinary priests usually remain meekly silent in the face of the absurdities of their bishops. Recently, an American bishop placed his mitre on the head of a young girl in front of the altar, presumably to the delight of the congregation. Many priests in private took the bishop to task for this cavalier gesture involving his sacred office. But it's unlikely any priest dared to speak to the bishop. Such criticism would not violate the promise of respect and obedience, but it would risk bureaucratic retribution. The dysfunctional culture of disordered respect and obedience within the institutional church is effeminate. Priests rarely speak to their superiors with manly honesty, but gossip like schoolgirls behind their backs. Some bishops penalize honesty more than ecclesiastical misdemeanors and crimes. How else can we explain the decades of episcopal dereliction of duty in the child abuse scandals? Tom Homan's gruff honesty is refreshing because he both respects church authority and recognizes its limits. Priests and laity alike could learn from him. Stay in your lane. We could use honest pushback by priests and bishops when church authorities trespass on the rights of the laity.